I'm sure some of you, if not many of you, have heard of the term by now, referred to as main character syndrome. It's a colloquial term, obviously, and it only emerged a few years ago, maybe a decade ago at best, and it might have in fact emerged from the Thothian, Stygian pits of TikTok itself. And generally speaking, if you're not familiar with it, it's a term used to refer to people that have an exaggerated sense of self-importance, an exaggerated sense of relevance to the world, and basically, it refers to people that engage in a lot of dramatization, attention-seeking. They have a lack of awareness and specific self-awareness as they themselves pertain to the rest of the world and vice versa. They might be just classically self-centered in the traditional sense of that term. And they have this tendency to romanticize life itself, turn it into this giant romantic adventure, right? And it's a fairly recent term. But the potential, of course, for people to suffer from so-called main character syndrome has always been there. The difference this time around, however, is that it has proliferated. And it has permeated, in my view, basically every aspect of human existence at this stage in modern, Western, and perhaps even non-Western environments, basically industrial, advanced societies. Because what main character syndrome is an extension of the already very potent atomization that many of us have witnessed and even suffered from over the last couple of decades. But it basically takes the standard atomization model and dials it up to 11 and says, that's not good enough. You're not just atomized. You're more than that. You are the centerpiece of the world. So you're not a cog in the machine anymore, strangely enough. And in fact, if you think about it, the general thesis of main character syndrome contradicts the notion that any of us, as atomized as we might be, could at all be just a cog in the machine. Because quite the opposite, you are the center of the world. You are the centerpiece of everything. So on the one hand, we definitely are these atomized individuals, these cogs in the machine. There's no denying that. Just look at the landscape and how we serve as individuals within the context of that landscape. We are definitely atomized cogs. But the premise of main character syndrome rejects that, in fact. People that live that out, people who actually try to live a main character syndrome life, and I'm not suggesting they're doing this consciously. This is very much a thing that takes over people's personalities and they can't really distinguish anymore. The main character syndrome individual doesn't think they're a cog. They think they're basically everything. And it's interesting because these two contradictions exist side by side with each other. One is more true than the other, i.e. the cog in the machine. The reason why main character syndrome has emerged, in my view, is precisely because of that feeling of just being a cog in a machine. Now, there's another aspect here. Of course, we always have to pay proper homage to the internet and social media because they do so much work, do they not? They do the devil's work, one might argue, if one were religious. But without social media, without platforms like TikTok, and YouTube. And TikTok is probably ground zero for a lot of this notion of main character syndrome because so many TikTokers embody it and people joke about it as well. But it is a direct result of mass atomization and the accessibility of internet and the ability to create an online profile and then extend that into the world and basically present yourself, especially in a millennial / Zoomer context. Because these people will present various things. Women will share their pet photos, their cute puppies. And guess, of course, which gender tends to suffer more from main character syndrome than the other when it comes to the social media landscape. It's definitely the female gender. It's definitely women on average. And why? Well, they tend to share social media posts a lot more. They tend to show things off that they have, be it clothing they bought, fancy trips that they went on, their brand new cute kitten that they got, or their puppy. And so basically, lifestyle vlogs, in particular of the sort that females like to run, are the embodiment of main character syndrome. You know, what I eat for breakfast and this sort of thing. I'm sure what people eat for breakfast is all fine and dandy, but is that really interesting? Not really. But when you have succumbed to main character syndrome, you begin to think that, well, yeah, my breakfast is really important, and no doubt other people want to find out about it. And through this, of course, the parasocial relationship emerges, right? People who feel a quote-unquote connection because they find it relatable and what have you. Now, men do this to varying degrees, too. It's just much more prominent amongst women. And the problem here is, as is always the case, And something that I mentioned in a previous video about the quote-unquote benefits of coddling women, this adds to it all the more. And so you end up in the situation where young women, due to social media, really do think they're the centerpiece of the world, that everything revolves around them. And there have been people, academics such as Jonathan Haidt, who've noticed that social media is much more damaging to women. They're much more plugged in. It's much more meaningful to them. And young girls in particular are suffering the most, you know, depression, gender identity confusion, all sorts of weird things like that, and a host of similar or even weirder psychological ailments. And despite all that, main character syndrome continues unabated. Now again, it's not just women, but it's mostly women. And this has an effect that it seeps into the culture where everything you view as an individual can only be perceived from the lens of you, that individual. And it has an effect on human relations, how you interact with other people, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's partners, it doesn't really matter. You're always going to be the main actor on the stage. Now, mind you, in some sense, that's true. We're sort of locked away from other people's minds and consciousness. So yeah, we are sort of the main actors. But the difference between that minimal acceptance as a main actor on the stage of life versus the main actor where all the other actors revolve around you is immense. So there's that aspect, the relational aspect, which colors everything. And there's another aspect. On this channel, I've talked a lot about the ruination of fantasy and fiction, and just generally speaking, writing, the quality of writing, and the ability to escape. Despite the proliferation of theoretical outlets for escapism, escapism in many ways is very, very low these days. And part of the reason for this, maybe even the biggest reason, is an after effect of main character syndrome. Because again, when you have fiction, when you're trying to escape, everything needs to be relatable, right? Women love self-insertion. So you might have heard of the term romanticy. It's a portmanteau, obviously, of fantasy and romance. Women eat this stuff up, but they eat it up because they can identify themselves in it. And when you look at things like Amazon's Lord of the Rings and similar shows, what do you see? You see this extension of me syndrome, i.e. main character syndrome. Everything needs to be relatable. Everything needs to be about you, even when it's about a fictional world setting. Take your pick. It doesn't matter, because ultimately you're the center of everything. Question that emerges from all this, it's an interesting one, is this actually damaging? Well, I suppose you could get through life, coast through life, if you will, if you're some famous media personality, possessed of main character syndrome without actually suffering from it in the sense that there's no blowback, there are no repercussions. You just post your chai lattes, your fancy holidays, your puppies, and your fancy jewelry that your boyfriend bought, and it's all well and good, you leave it at that. But how many millennials / zoomers can actually live this life where they just don't run into any conflict with people? No, of course, it will have consequences, certainly at the relational level, eventually. Because people who don't suffer from main character syndrome are going to wonder why it is that you think everything revolves around you. And as I've said, in terms of the greater fictional landscape of escapism, not even just fictional, what you consume in terms of entertainment, I'm telling you, everything is about me, and how you can relate to the work of fiction, not how the work of fiction exists unto itself separate from you as an individual. Something you can enjoy and appreciate on its own without finding it relatable, without you having to relate to everything. Now don't get me wrong, I think relatability is an important thing, especially when it comes to friendships and people that you're close to. You have to be able to relate on some level. But it would be absurd, and indeed it is absurd, to take the quote-unquote requirement of relatability from something like close friends and extend it and extrapolate beyond that onto the entire world, and to expect the entire world to conform to what you are and what you want and what you think is correct. And wherever you look these days, I'm telling you, you will see the mark of main character syndrome. It's everywhere. It's in the fiction we consume. It's in the nonfiction we consume. It's in our entertainment. It's in the talking heads online who think that they're geniuses and that they've got everything figured out. Anywhere you look, you will see main character syndrome. Now, the alternative isn't necessarily that great, because recognizing that you're just a cog in the machine doesn't feel particularly good. And I plan on making a video on self-awareness separately, but I'm telling you, I've told you this for years. I'm no different than you. I happen to make videos on YouTube. I happen to be a sort of YouTuber, that's true. But I'm just a normal dude. I'm just a normal guy just like you. I might be different in certain ways, but at the end of the day, I'm nobody extraordinary. I'm nobody special. I'm just a guy. And I realized this years ago, way before I started with YouTube, way before anything. And that truth has stuck with me. The vast, vast majority of us are just dudes at the end of the day. And there's no reason to need to inflate yourself to make everything about you as a way of navigating the world and making it understandable. But I also get why people do it. It feels a lot better, it's easier, and when everyone else is doing it, it's like a mind virus. It tends to seep into your own mind. So observe, gentlemen, look around you, and you will see that everything that you look at has been permeated by main character syndrome, and it does not make things better. It doesn't make your human relationships better. It doesn't make your entertainment better. It doesn't make the fiction you consume better. It always makes it all worse because it's all predicated on the delusion of self-inflated ego. Anyway, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon, my donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel could not exist. Thank you so much, as always. And if you can hit the bell icon, it'd be much appreciated. Be informed of my videos and the rest of the usual YouTube jazz. Like the video, subscribe if you're not yet a sub, comment, share the video with someone, it'd be much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out the next time. May the gods truly watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.